Give the public everything you can give them. Keep the place as clean as you can keep it. Keep it friendly. You know, make it a real fun place to be. I think they're convinced, and I think that'll hang on after, after Disney.
Before we start the podcast, we'd like to thank Mouska Trips for sponsoring the Disney Resorts Kingdom podcast. Mouska Trips is dedicated to giving you a Disney experience before you even arrive at the parks. They try to get you the best price they can, and they want you to have the best Disney vacation possible. So please visit our sponsor, Mouska Trips, at www.mouskatrips.com. That's www.mouskatrips.com.
Hey guys, and welcome to this episode of the EDRP. Now, I found the Wonders of Life BGM loop, and I think it's really a great piece of music. So, as soon as the short episode of today is over, we're going to bring up the volume on the Wonders of Life audio and take a listen to some of the BGM. So, I hope you enjoy, and now on with the show. Hello and welcome to the Everything Disney Resorts podcast. I am your host, Luke Manning. Now, Nick McLam is not here today. That is because he is at Target. And with me today, we have Chris Lanning, not Manning, Lanning, from the Your Neighborhood Stage podcast at neighborhoodstage.com, and his kids.
Hello, this is Jamie.
This is Paige.
How are you doing?
Good.
That is great. And now, they were on the show once before in episode 93. And unfortunately, that episode has been took down because of bandwidth and storage episodes. But we're actually in the middle of setting up an Everything Disney podcast and Everything Disney Resorts podcast archive, which will release all of the old episodes. Now, we don't really have a plan on what we're going to talk about. We're just going to ramble. And like the old one, we're going to call this show More Magic Journeys with Magic Journeymen. So what do you all want to talk about?
If we went to Disneyland, what would we want to know about or see or ride?
Ooh, nice question. I feel like Paul Barry. Now, things that you'd want to ride would be stuff that aren't in Florida. Now, for example, are either of you old enough to go on Dinosaur?
Not yet.
Okay, scratch that then. You'd want to see the Tiki Room, which they have in Disneyland, but it's different than the one in Disney World. They have the original show, which most people think is better than the one in Florida. So you'd want to see that. Do you guys like Pirates of the Caribbean and the Haunted Mansion?
Yes.
Haunted Mansion.
They have a much better version of Pirates of the Caribbean. Haunted Mansion is slightly shorter, but if you go there during Halloween or Christmas time, they have a Nightmare Before Christmas theme overlay to the ride.
Cool.
Winnie the Pooh is different. Splash Mountain is different. Then there's some dark rides that they don't have in Florida, like there's an Alice in Wonderland dark ride,
cool.
A Pinocchio dark ride, a Mr. Toad dark ride,
yay.
A Roger Rabbit dark ride.
Ooh.
There's Storybook Land, which is like a little outside boat ride, which is like the Jungle Cruise.
Storybook Land!
Where's
Storybook
Land? It takes you by little miniature houses, recreations from different Disney movies.
Cool.
And then there's a little choo-choo train called Casey Jr., which takes you around that same area.
Awesome!
I know you guys would like that one.
Can you describe it?
Yeah, basically, it's in Fantasyland, obviously, and you get on the train, which looks... It is Casey Jr. from Dumbo, and you just go around this little area at the back of Fantasyland, and you look at miniature recreations of different... things from Disney movies, like the old mill from one of the Silly Symphonies, or the Three Little Pigs houses, Ariel's village, and stuff like that, under the sea, of course, and you go through that. And then you enjoyed Goofy's Barnstormer, didn't you?
Yes!
Well, they have a ride like that, except it's called Gadget's Go Coaster. It's practically the same coaster, but just with a different theme.
Luke?
Yeah.
What is it in Alice in Wonderland?
It's basically just like the movie, and you've been on Snow White and Peter Pan and Winnie the Pooh, right?
I didn't go on Snow White, but I did go on Winnie the Pooh and
Peter Pan.
Well, basically, Alice in Wonderland is like that, but with Alice in Wonderland theme stuff instead.
Nice.
What else do you want to know?
When's Cars Land coming?
2012.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I know.
That's a long time.
I forgot to mention in Tomorrowland, there's the Autopia there, which is the same as the Tomorrowland Indy Speedway. It is much better in Disneyland. It's like twice as long.
Cool.
And then we have the Submarine Voyage with Nemo, which is like the Seas with Nemo and Friends, but it's in subs and about three times as long. You like Buzz Lightyear's Space Ranger Spin, right?
Oh, yeah.
Well, we have that, but it's called Buzz Lightyear's Astro Blasters, and it's essentially the same ride.
Can you shoot the TTA?
No, because there is no TTA.
Oh.
We used to have a thing like the TTA called the People Mover, but it closed 12 years ago. But they might be bringing it back. And the different thing with Buzz Lightyear's Astro Blasters, they have the guns, but they're not attached to the vehicle, so you can actually pick the guns up and move them all about.
Awesome.
So it's much easier to shoot.
Is it strapped to the vehicle, like there's a something holding it on the vehicle?
Like, there's like a gun holster, and you put it in, and it's kept in there, and then you pick it up when the ride starts, and it's attached, but it's like attached with a wire, so it's much easier to shoot.
Attached with the wire, that's what I mean.
And then there's Space Mountain as well, which, if either of you ever decide to go on anytime soon, is a lot better than the one in Florida. We actually have music on the ride, so as you're going around, you hear music.
Rockin' Space Mountain?
No, that was a thing they did at the beginning of the year for 4 months, and I'm glad they're not doing it anymore. And actually, Honey, I Shrunk the Audience and Star Tours are in Disneyland Park.
Cool.
So Star Tours is opposite Buzz Lightyear's Astro Blasters. And Honey, I Shrunk the Audience is underneath Space Mountain.
Cool.
And we have Interventions as well.
Do you have a shooting gallery?
Yeah, we do. In Frontierland. So, what else you want to know?
What about California Adventure?
You want to know what's in California Adventure?
Yeah.
They're going to be redesigning it. So, changing it, making it better soon. But there is, we have Muppet Vision 3D.
Cool.
Cool.
We have a Monsters, Inc. dark ride, which
nice.
Is,
awesome.
Again, like, it's like Buzz, but without the shooting, that sort of stuff.
Oh, cool.
We have Tower of Terror, Disney Animation, Playhouse Disney Live on Stage.
Oh.
Soarin'?
Yes!
The original Soarin', and it's called Soarin' Over California.
Awesome, dude!
Then, you know, Kali River Rapids?
Yeah.
What is that?
Remember Paige in Animal Kingdom? We went over that bridge and those rafts were going under us?
No.
Well, I'll just say, it's a ride you get very, very, very wet on. And California Adventure has one of them, but it's called Grizzly River Run, and it is basically bigger and better. And it goes up into a mountain, so...
What about Paradise Pier?
Paradise Pier is probably the worst section of the park, but it's got, you know, Primeval World?
Yes.
It's got a ride like that called Mulholland Madness, and they're retheming it to Goofy's Fly School, but it's basically like Primeval World, but without the spinning. There's a thing called Golden Zephyr, which is like the Astro Orbiter.
Cool.
Yikes.
There is a thing called the Orange Stinger, which is, I'm not sure what you call it, a wave swinger.
Cool.
It's a little cheroplane.
What is that?
It's like a thing where it's like in a carousel setup, and you go and sit in the little seat, and then it rises up, and it swings you around.
Yeah, that.
Yeah.
Like a trapeze kind of ride.
Yeah. Trapeze? Yeah, they fly on bars.
No, no, no. Paige, remember when we went to the beach and you see that big tower with the swings on it and it flies around? That's what he's talking about.
Trapeze.
Yeah, yeah. Then there's the Mally Boomer, which is a ride that you sit on, it shoots you up about 100 feet into the air and then drops you down.
Yikes.
Really fast.
What about the Electrical Parade?
Yeah, the Electrical Parade is... same as it was in Florida, just in DCA.
But I've never seen it.
I haven't seen it at DCA either, because they only show it in the summer and Christmas and other peak seasons. So definitely be seeing it at Christmas time.
Nice.
What about Spaceship Earth?
No, we don't have that.
Is the land still up there?
We don't have Spaceship Earth out here.
So you were talking about Disneyland. What state is Disneyland in?
What state is Luke in?
California.
Yes.
So it's in California.
Yep. Anaheim, California. Then we've also got California Screaming, which is like Rock and Roller Coaster, but it's outside. And we've got King Triton's Carousel, which is a carousel, but it's got sea creatures instead of horses.
An Ariel merry-go-round.
Yeah. We've got It's Tough to Be a Bug.
Ew.
We have that in Florida.
Yep. And then we've got a little mini choo-choo train from A Bug's Life in A Bug's Land. And it's called, and I'll do my impersonation here, Heimlich's Choo-Choo Train.
On the Skorker Train.
Heimlich's Choo-Choo Train.
Oh, Heimlich's Choo-Choo Train.
Heimlich. And there's a couple of other kiddie rides in there, which I think one of them's a Dodgems and one of them's teacups.
Magic teacups?
Yeah, they got teacups, a Dodgem and like a little mini trapeze thing. I forgot to mention there's also a show on Main Street. It's called Disneyland the First 50 Magical Years, and it basically talks about the history of Disneyland.
What's history of Disneyland?
It's a very long and confusing thing.
Duh.
History?
Yeah.
Duh. What's history?
Yeah.
You don't know what history is? Duh.
We have fireworks as well. And we actually have two different fireworks shows. We get, for most of the year, one called Remember Dreams Come True, which uses some of the same music as Wishes, but then it takes you through the park. For Christmas, we have a show called Believe in Holiday Magic, and I have no clue what it's like, but I should hopefully be finding out this Sunday.
What else do you have for Christmas?
First, let me say, throughout most of the year, we have a parade called Walt Disney's Parade of Dreams, which basically is your same sort of daytime parade. Then we have, for Christmas playing, we have a Christmas Fantasy Parade, which is known as the best Christmas parade ever.
Awesome.
And we also have Fantasmic in Frontierland.
Do they tape the Christmas parade?
The taping for the Disneyland segments of the Christmas parade was a couple of weeks ago. I'll say first, I have not seen the Christmas parade yet. The TV show taping was about 2 weeks ago. The Hannah Montana taping was about a week ago.
If we come out, would you give us a tour?
Sure would.
Okay. Happy Thanksgiving!
Happy Thanksgiving!
Forgot to mention that on the last show. Even for all of you listeners out there, I hope you all had a great Thanksgiving. Hope you ate lots of turkey, lots of ham, whatever you like to eat, stuffing. And I probably am going to see Enchanted right now, so.
That you have for Thanksgiving, have a lot, please.
Happy Thanksgiving, and to all, good night.
Well, guys, thanks for listening to this week's, or today's episode, of the Everything Disney Resorts podcast. I'd like to thank Jamie Page and Daddy for coming on the show.
Chris Lanning, actually.
Yeah, I know his name. All right, thanks for listening to the show, guys. We'll see you next time.
How are you recording?
Pamela.
What?
A program called Pam.
Oh, okay. Never heard of it.
Ham.
And I hear an enormous echo.
Ham. Okay, ham.
Oh, I know. Okay, I know why there's an echo. Hold on.
Alright,
hold on.
Oh, yeah.
Let me unplug this. Oh, somebody, I can't unplug this one.
Dad, are you gonna unplug mine?
Was it blowing it?
No, we're not gonna.
Alright, see if that's better. Go ahead and talk, Jamie.
Oh.
Hello.
I can still hear me in the background.
Dad, did you turn off
He's got an echo too, Dad. He's having an echo too.
What I've tried to do is keep their mics as far from the speaker as possible. Because I don't really have a way to put them all in separate headphones. Let me turn you down a bit and see if that'll help.
All right, is that guys. Better, Luke?
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
And I don't hear much of an echo, so that's good. Alright, so I shall start. Are you recording?
I am recording, yeah.
Alright, so I'll start.
Oh.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, Disneyland has now concluded its normal operating day.
Yeah, folks, and me and my pals hope you had a swell time.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Mickey?
Uh-huh?
It's that time.
What time is that, Minnie?
Oh, Goofy?
Huh? Oh.
Now it's time to say goodnight. To all our company.
Oh, no, not that song.
M-I-C.
See you real soon.
It's always Mickey Mouse.
K-E-Y.
Why?
Because we like you.
M-O-U-S-E.
For your shopping convenience, this evening, Main Street will remain open for an additional half hour.
Ooh, Merry Christmas,
Christmas comes this time each year.
Ooh, well, way up north.
Back for its second year, the Everything Disney podcast proudly presents The Corny Christmas Season, featuring classic Disney corny Christmas specials, including Mickey's Christmas Carol, The Small One, and any other corny Christmas specials that I can get my hands on. The Corny Christmas Season will begin on the Everything Disney podcast on Saturday, December 1st, 2007. The Corny Christmas Season will be separate podcasts from our weekly episodes of the Everything Disney podcast that will be released any other day of the week except Sunday. So be sure to check out the Everything Disney podcast second year of the Corny Christmas Season.
Run, run, reindeer! Run, run, reindeer! Run, run, reindeer!
You don't miss no one.